Persons with disabilities are experiencing exclusion, discrimination, and neglect during their response to the pandemic. We don't want this to be the case in dissemination of the COVID-19 vaccinations. As the International Disability Alliance, representing more than 1 billion people with disabilities worldwide, we call all policymakers and healthcare planners in every region and in every country to include persons with disabilities and support networks of their choice in priority groups to receive vaccinations, and to make sure that all persons with disabilities can access vaccinations on the basis of accessible and understandable information through informed consent. We call on the United Nations, including the World Health Organization, to issue clear and strong recommendations in this regard and to take all the necessary measures to ensure that governments comply with their obligations to people with disabilities with regard to priority access to COVID-19 vaccinations and related information and processes. Rationale. According to the World Health Organization, people with disabilities are categorized as vulnerable population during public health emergency situations. Institutional, environmental, and aptitudinal system barriers exacerbate and new ones appear in the times of public health emergency, restricting further the exercise of basic rights for people with disabilities, including the right to life, the right to access to health care, and the right to independent living. This has been extensively documented during the global COVID-19 pandemic. Persons with disabilities face enhanced risks for contracting COVID-19. Persons with disabilities face increased risks for contracting COVID-19 due to existing health conditions and inequities in underlying and social determinants of health and contact with support service providers. Many people with disabilities cannot observe physical distancing because they required personal assistance or guide to carry out their daily activities or rely on physical contact to explore and navigate their environment. Others are exposed because they do not have access to timely and understandable information on how to protect themselves against COVID-19 in accessible formats. For some people with intellectual or people with psychosocial disabilities or autistic people, observing physical distancing or extended use of masks or face coverage and other hygienic requirements is not feasible. This is particularly extended the case for persons with disabilities who are living in congregate settings where infection rates are very high, such as refugee camps and nursing facilities, as well as psychiatric institutions and other segregated settings, contrary to the Article 19 of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. In case of contracting COVID-19, those groups of people with disabilities with pre-existing conditions such as respiratory challenges are at higher risk of developing critical conditions or losing their lives. Others may not access timely and equal medical attention due to lack of adequate information about symptoms and primary steps in case of exposure to infection, inaccessible health systems, inaccessible transportation, lack of required financial resources, or lack of adequate personal assistance or support. When reaching to critical stage, people with disabilities are very likely to be deprioritized due to formal discriminatory triage protocols or informal deprioritization by healthcare team based on judgment about quality and value of their lives. Observing physical distancing's disproportionality impedes persons with disabilities' access to livelihoods, independent living and healthcare, and rehabilitation. Due to restrictions caused by COVID-19, many people with disabilities who work in formal sectors or could not adopt the new working conditions, such as remote working or physical distancing at the workplace, lost their livelihood and faced disproportionate financial challenges. This particularly affected women with disabilities who are more represented in these areas. Others, people with disabilities who require personal assistance, experience serious difficulties in carrying out daily activities or due to lack of governmental support, have to rely on family members, which may undermine their dignity and independence. Some groups, such as persons with deaf blindness, are simply cut off from the world to a large extent because in-person interpretation is not possible due to physical distancing. Persons with intellectual disabilities or psychosocial disabilities and autistic people may experience even more profound mental health challenges, double isolation and anxiety due to a combination of all of the different impacts of the pandemic. Unless specifically prioritized, persons with disabilities in practice will be among the last groups accessing vaccinations. Due to attitudinal and environmental barriers, persons with disabilities are often among the last groups who can access highly demanded public services, in particular in situations of risk and emergency. Because vaccine demand boosted seed supply in the first years, without prioritization, persons with disabilities will be disproportionately excluded. Inaccessible information on registration system or processes, inaccessible medical centers, and stigmatizing attitudes among family members, healthcare professionals, and others who view life and health of a person with disabilities of less value than others are only some of the barriers that persons with disabilities may face accessing vaccination on equal basis with others. Prioritize support networks of choice when prioritizing access to vaccines, or persons with disabilities will remain excluded. Support networks include personal assistants, family caregivers, interpreters, and guides for people with disabilities of their choices. Adequate and consistent support by this network is of key role for the life, health and dignity of many persons with disabilities. Therefore, support networks of persons with disabilities need to be prioritized in accessing vaccines. Ensure that vaccination is performed only after receiving the informed consent of the person. Vaccination should only be performed after receiving the full and informed consent of the person. People with disabilities could have a mistrust in the health system due to previous negative experiences, discrimination, and forced treatment. Persons with disabilities should not be treated differently to the rest of the population if they refuse vaccination. Conclusions and recommendations. It is clear that a global vaccination rollout is being developed to ensure that vaccination against COVID-19 will be distributed equitably. No person, no country should be left behind. At first, targeted strategies will be developed to ensure vaccination of priority target groups, for example, healthcare workers and older people. This declaration argues that people with disabilities, by reason of their increased exposure to COVID-19 and all its consequences, should be prioritized in vaccination strategies. Otherwise, they will be left further behind, experiencing disproportionate loss of lives and livelihoods, inaccessible healthcare services, and undignified lives and aggravated disconnection from the society. On behalf of people with disabilities and their organization, as well as support networks of all over the world, we call on all governments, United Nations agencies, and the private sector to immediately take all the measures to ensure that 1. COVID-19 vaccinations are available in free or low-cost targeted programs to all people, including persons with disabilities and support networks of their choice. 2. Persons with disabilities and support networks of their choice have priority access to vaccinations, including personal assistants, family caregivers, and persons working in disability-related services. 3. Sites where vaccinations are delivered are physically accessible, and live guidance and assistance is provided for those who need it. Free or low-cost targeted programs for accessible transportation must be provided where necessary. 4. Specific outreach is conducted to ensure that people with disability know the availability of vaccinations, and all information campaigns are inclusive and accessible to people with disabilities, including gender and age appropriate. 5. All information systems related to vaccination must collect data disaggregated by age, gender, and disability, and web-based services should also be fully accessible while ensuring respect for private life and the confidentiality of health-related information. 6. Receiving a COVID-19 vaccination must be based on free and informed consent of people with disabilities. Autonomy and legal capacity of all persons with disabilities, including people with intellectual disabilities and psychosocial disabilities, and autistic persons, must not be undermined with justifications such as public good or best interests of the persons. 7. International organizations and government must ensure that people with disabilities and their representative organizations meaningfully participate in policy making and planning on distribution of COVID-19 vaccination and related processes. 8. Organizations of people with disabilities must be properly resourced to become partners in the rollout of information campaigns, for instance, by reaching out to the most marginalized people and ensure their messages are clear, inclusive, and accessible. We hoped this message transcends to the governments and different agencies in charge to design and develop the vaccination process against COVID-19 relies on the principles of inclusion in order that no one is left behind, as it usually happens along the history. Thank you.